Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Malia Meyer, a jewelry maker from right here in town.
Right downtown.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what you do and how you got started, because it's very different from anything else we see.
Well, I actually make gemstones out of recycled CDs, and it's the process that I use, I invented, and how that came about is I was really just trying to clean my house. But as I'm not very good at that, I get distracted and I like find a stack of CDs and I hate to throw things away. So I looked at it and I thought, well, they're kind of pretty. Maybe I can do something with them, and just started to play with the material to see what I could get it to do. And I had a few really spectacular failures. This was not an overnight instant success, but it was a lot more fun playing with the CDs than it was cleaning my house. So that's
naturally.
Yeah.
And the jewelry you make is absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
Very lightweight.
Yes.
So, like, how did you go from just playing around to let me create? Because you've done other things too.
Correct.
With them.
Well, that's all in the same concept of trying to figure out a way to use them, you know. And I get bored. And so it's like, I'll work on this part in creating the gemstones. And then I start to get a little bit tired of that process. And then I start working with the wire and getting inspired and figuring out how can I get the wire to do this. And then when I get tired of that, it's like, oh, yay, I get to go back and work with gems and create stones.
And you've also made different kinds of wall hangings and things
Yes.
in the past. Well, I know my parents have a little owl.
Oh, they do? How awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I think it's still hanging on their front door from...
Is it blue?
I think so.
I remember your mom then. Okay.
Oh.
Yes, actually the wall art started when I was trying to create displays for my jewelry to organize it by color. And I was inspired by nature and creation and the colors. And so I made different colored animals and then hung my jewelry with them. But as I started to figure out what it is I'm actually making, and the fancy art shows don't want you to have anything that's not just your jewelry. They don't want anything distracting. So I've had to dissemble my beautiful displays and just get a little more serious, if you will, even though it's not maybe as much fun.
And we always want to have more fun.
So
then it's fun when you do other shows.
Yep.
Where
I can showcase some of the wire art sculptures.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's fun. And I know one of those you have coming up is the Firefly Festival.
Yes, in Dogwood
April.
Park.
Mm-hmm. So will you be kind of showing off all of what you do?
I hope so. Honestly, that's going to depend on what the weather forecast is, how much I bring and how much I put up. But if the weather looks great, we're going to have it all.
Nice. Yeah, that is the challenge with outdoor shows.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yep.
What are some of the other shows you've done in the past? Because I know you've been all over the Southeast, correct?
I have, yes. This is actually the first year since the past 3 years I've gone down to Florida for the winter, because that's where the business is. It's not, nobody's doing shows here. This year I had only one show lined up, and I don't know, I just decided not to do a winter festival down there. But last year I spent the whole month in Miami, and I actually won an award for my work, which never in a million years did I think. I mean, not that I don't think my work is really cool, but I'm competing against people who sell jewelry, you know, with real gemstones, with, you know, like selling $3,000 pieces. And, you know, mine range from 35 to 350. And I won an award and I'm like blowing my mind. I'm like, you're serious?
That's incredible. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
What kind of, was it just like for best in show type thing or?
Jewelry. Third place. For my jewelry.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, and there was a little bit of cash, not much, but a little bit, which helps.
Yeah,
so,
helps
yeah.
you with booth fees and materials. And Lord knows, as artists, we all know there's never enough money. So
right.
We'll take whatever we can possibly get.
But I have been doing the Tennessee craft. I've gotten into both the spring and the fall shows, and also up in Louisville at the St. James Court.
Fantastic. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Malia Meyer.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to The Scene. I'm here today talking to Malia Meyer, owner of Music to My Ears Upcycled Jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about her beautiful jewelry she creates out of recycled CDs. So you started this as a... aside to cleaning your house.
Yes.
Which I totally understand. I'm so easily distracted. It's like I could probably be talking right now and just be like, ooh, squirrel, what?
Yeah, exactly.
But what was your background before that?
Oh, that's tricky because I feel like I've lived so many different lives.
Share them all.
Well, I went to school for ministry. I was a children's pastor for a while. And then I heard about a mission in Belize that was only taking teachers from America. So I decided to go and get my elementary ed degree, and thinking all the while that if that didn't work, but I didn't know what path I was going on. Mm-hmm. You know, I was still single and getting older.
Relatable.
And yeah, so anyway, I was like 36 years old when I finally graduated with that second degree, and was thinking, if I'm either going to get married or I'm going to go into the mission field, and either way, it's okay. And I'm like, but God, I'm shutting the door on getting married if you don't open that pretty soon or make that happen pretty soon. So anyway, so I ended up getting married, and I homeschool. So my education degree helped me tremendously with that.
That makes sense.
And all the while doing every little creative thing along the way. I mean, nothing professionally, but like I've always been drawn to anything artistic. I've also done home staging. And just anything to make things prettier is what I've done.
I like that. We all like, I think especially people who you might get into what you're doing a little bit later in life.
Mm-hmm.
But we all realize we've always needed some kind of creative outlet.
Correct.
Like for me, I didn't start doing photography professionally until about 2019 when I was, I don't remember how old I was, 37 perhaps. And as I was doing it, I realized, like, well, I've always loved photography, but I've never even thought about doing it professionally, really, since, you know, that, like, when I was 18 and I'm like, I'm going to be a professional photographer and everyone's going to love me. And, you know, clearly that didn't happen. But it was always, like, doodling and, like, things like that. So I totally get that. And also the being single and graduating with a degree later in life, like, totally understand. So, hey, if you're interested, you can reach Andrea Kruska at Stonecom.
For some great photography.
Yes. Or if you want to get married.
Well, there you go.
We'll see what happens. Just put it out there in the world like you did.
Yep.
So have you taken art classes, or was it just like this came from just
in college? Most of my creative energy was actually spent in theater. And I also did costume design. That's the job that I had, work study through college was, creating costumes for the stage. But when I would do theater, I was involved with puppetry and, you know, scenes and skits and anything to bring the arts into the ministry is kind of how I was going about it.
I really love that, because anytime you can combine the things you love
together.
Exactly. Yeah. It feels like it gives it that much more, like it's so much more part of your heart.
Yeah.
Which, as an artist and someone who is way overly sentimental, like that always hits. Like getting to hear people's stories, just like, oh, I get it. So like as you were playing around and like figuring it out, you told me you had some pretty spectacular fails.
Oh, yeah.
Just
well,
quickly share one. You don't need to go too in depth, but
fire.
Oh, yeah, that could be a problem.
Yeah, and I've ruined many, many utensils and things, and created some really ugly things. I mean, I don't even want to say that, but yes, I created some very ugly things. I first started to try and make Christmas ornaments, and the size that I was going for just was not conducive to working with the material. And that's why I needed to just figure out what the material was willing to do and then go for it. I really was not intending to be a jewelry artist. I used to make some jewelry for myself just for fun. It was like, It was me again being somewhat frugal. It's like, oh, I can spend the money on jewelry all by itself, or I can spend the money on supplies to make something. And then I have, you know, the dual experience of making and wearing. So
nice. Really like that. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Malia Meyer. You're back on the scene, and today I'm here talking to Malia Meyer. Malia, are you from this area originally?
No, originally from Minnesota, and spent up until I was about 13 there, and then I moved out to the Washington, D.C. area. Lived there for a while, and then moved back to Minnesota when my sister started having kids.
Fair.
And then I met my husband, who's from New York, and we moved to Florida and lived there for a while because we both had family there.
Okay.
And so then
eventually ended up here.
Ended up here.
So how would you say, and I know you weren't necessarily part of the art world when you were in those other places.
Right.
But living in those places, I'm sure you've like experienced like the art markets and things like that.
I would go as an attendee because I've always enjoyed unusual handmade things. I could not afford any of them. I can't afford them right now either.
But, oh, I know. That's relatable too.
But I do appreciate that and value that. So yeah, I guess you could say that.
So how would you say, I feel like the community here in Cookeville, in this entire region, is very welcoming of new artists, is very collaborative. It's not really competitive.
I would agree with you on that. And that's one, actually, all across the country where I've set up, I've found, for the most part, the artists being really helpful to each other. I've learned so much just from other artists on how to do this. And even to figure out where I fit in the art world. I didn't know, you know. I mean, you make something and I'm like, I think this is pretty. But I'm like, this is also something people discard. And will they find the value in it just because it's pretty like I do? Or will they be like, she wants me to wear what? So,
well, I think that's one of the big values, especially as we see these younger generations. And as a millennial myself and Gen Z, like, we want something that means something. So
yes.
I love upcycled in general.
I will say one of my pet peeves is, and I understand that not everybody can afford what I'm doing. At the same time, if you can afford it, when you see somebody upcycling something and not throwing it in the landfill, buy it. Even if it's not your style, buy it as a gift for someone else down the line.
Mm-hmm.
We can't stay in business doing these huge, exorbitant booth fees without people actually buying from us.
Yeah.
A thank you is lovely, but it doesn't, I did fine this last year, but obviously, you know, there were a couple of years where it was a little crazy for everyone.
COVID ruined a lot of our budgets.
I'm happy to still be in business.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm just saying that don't be stingy with upcycling people. They have a mission, but they can't do it by themselves. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with that. And I personally, especially knowing someone who's a local artist for me, who's doing something different, who is doing something that in some way upcycling, or people I know who are like part of the proceeds go to charities, things like that. Like that, it makes me want to support that more. And I really feel like in these newer, younger generations, we're getting more and more of that. So hopefully we all do incredible over the next 20, 30 years or so.
It is funny because, okay, Cherry Creek Arts in Denver is one of the top tier art shows. I haven't had enough nerve yet to apply to them, but I had a jewelry artist online talking about a little miffed because he didn't get into it. And he was like really highbrow, fancy, like his lowest thing is like $3,000. Okay. So, and he didn't get in. And he was saying, but somebody who makes jewelry out of zip ties and coat hangers got in. And I'm like, ooh, maybe I'll apply next year, because I said, that's kind of what I make.
All right. Speaking of shows, really quick, we talked about Firefly coming up April 15th.
Yep.
After that, what else you got going on?
I am still on the wait list for Dogwood Arts 2 weeks after that in Knoxville. Hopefully I'll get called off. Otherwise, I have applied to another one that I'm still waiting to hear for on that weekend in Alabama, Troy Fest. Locally, the Tennessee Craft at the Parthenon Centennial Park. I think that's May 13th.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it's either the first or second weekend in May. I don't have a calendar very well in my head.
And then how can people find you?
I am on Facebook at Music to My Ears, Upcycled Jewelry, or I have an Etsy page, and I don't have a lot of listings there, but if you're looking for something that you don't see there, just reach out to me, because I've got a bunch of stuff that I don't have listed. And that is Music to My Ears, upcycle.etsy.com.
Perfect. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.